भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं
नरं चैव नरोत्तमं
देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी।
We're reading from Canto 4, Chapter 20, Text 13. Chapter 20 is titled as Lord Vishnu's Appearance in the Sacrificial Arena.
Manye giram te jagatami mohini.
Manye giram te jagatami mohini.
Varam vrinishveti bhajantam attayat.
Varam vrinishveti bhajantam attayat.
Vachanutantya yadite janostitaha.
Vachanutantya yadite janostitaha.
Katham punah karma karoti mohita.
Katham punah karma karoti mohita.
मन्ये गिरं ते जगतामि मोहिनी।
मन्ये गिरं ते जगतामि मोहिनी।
वरं वृणिष्वेति भजन्तम् अत्तय।
वरं वृणिष्वेति भजन्तम् अत्तय।
वाचानुतन्त्या यदि ते जनोस्थितः।
वाचानुतन्त्या यदि ते जनोस्थितः।
कथं पुनः कर्म करोति मोहितः।
कथं पुनः कर्म करोति मोहितः।
मन्ये गिरं ते जगतामि मोहिनी।
मन्ये गिरं ते जगतामि मोहिनी।
वरं वृणिष्वेति भजन्तम् अत्थय।
वरं वृणिष्वेति भजन्तम् अत्थय।
वाचानुतन्त्या यदि ते जनोस्थितः।
वाचानुतन्त्या यदि ते जनोस्थितः।
कथं पुनः कर्म करोति मोहितः।
कथं पुनः कर्म करोति मोहितः।
The second line is Athayat. I pronounce it as Athayat.
मन्ये गिरं ते जगतामि मोहिनी।
मन्ये गिरं ते जगतामि मोहिनी।
वरं वृणिष्वेति भजन्तमात्थय।
वरं वृणिष्वेति भजन्तमात्थय।
वाचानुतन्त्या यदि
ते जनोस्थितः।
कथं पुनः कर्म करोति मोहितः।
कथं पुनः कर्म करोति मोहितः।
मन्ये गिरं ते जगतामि
मोहिनी।
वरं
वृणिष्वेति भजन्तमात्थय। वाचानुतन्त्या यदि ते जनोस्थितः। कथं पुनः कर्म करोति मोहितः। मन्ये गिरं ते जगतामि मोहिनी। वदं विनिष्वेति भजन्तमात्थय। वाचानुतन्त्या यदि ते जनोस्थितः। कथं पुनः कर्म करोति मोहितः।
मन्ये
गिरं ते जगतामि मोहिनी। वरं वृणिष्वेति भजन्तमात्थय। वाचानुतन्त्या यदि ते जनोस्थितः। कथं पुनः कर्म करोति मोहितः।
Word to word,
manye,
I consider,
giram,
words,
te,
your,
jagatam,
to the material world,
vimohini,
bewildering,
varam,
benediction, vrinishva, just accept, iti, in this way, bhajantam, onto your devotee, artha, you spoke, yat, because, vacha, by the statements of the Vedas, nu, certainly, tantya, by the ropes, yadi, if, te, your, janaha, the people in general, asitaha, not bound, katham, how, punaha, again and again, karma, furtive activities, karoti, perform, mohitaha, being enamored. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. My dear Lord, what you have said to your unalloyed devotee is certainly very much bewildering. The allurements you offer in the Vedas are certainly not suitable for pure devotees. People in general, bound by the sweet words of the Vedas, engage themselves again and again in fruitive activities, enamored by the results of their actions. Purport. Srila Narottam Das Thakur, a great acharya of the Gaudiya Sampradaya, has said that persons who are very much attached to the fruitive activities of the Vedas, namely Karma Kanda and Jnana Kanda, are certainly doomed. In the Vedas, there are three categories of activities known as Karma Kanda, fruitive activities, Jnana Kanda, philosophical research, and Upasana Kanda, worship of different demigods for receiving material benefits. Those who are engaged in Karma Kanda and Jnana Kanda are doomed in the sense that everyone is doomed who is entrapped by this material body, whether it is a body of a demigod, a king, a lower animal or whatever. The suffering of the threefold miseries of material nature are the same for all. Cultivation of knowledge to understand one's spiritual position is also to a certain extent a waste of time. Because a living entity is an eternal part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, his immediate business is to engage himself in devotional service. Prithu Maharaj therefore says that the allurement of material benedictions is another trap to entangle one in this material world. He therefore frankly tells the Lord that Lord's offerings of benedictions in the form of material facilities are certainly causes for bewilderment. A pure devotee is not at all interested in bhukti or mukti. The Lord sometimes offers benedictions to the neophyte devotees who have not yet understood that material facilities will not make them happy. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Lord therefore says that a sincere devotee who is not very intelligent may ask some material benefit from the Lord, but the Lord, being omniscient, does not generally give material rewards, but on the contrary, takes away whatever material facilities are being enjoyed by his devotee, so that ultimately the devotee will completely surrender onto him. In other words, the offering of benedictions in the form of material profit is never auspicious for the devotee. The statements of the Vedas, which offer elevation to heavenly planets in exchange for great sacrifices, are simply bewildering. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita 2:42, the Lord says, Yam imam pushpitam vacham pravadyantya avipashchitaha. There is intelligent class of men, avipaschitaha, attracted by the flowery language of the Vedas, engage in the fruitive activities to become materially benefited. Thus, they continue life after life in different bodily forms to search very, very hard. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuron Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahiyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Juta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Ragunatanvitam Tamsajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamsha Namaom Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminati Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarini. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langhayate Girim Yatripatam Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram. I forgot the three pranam mantras in between.
Oh.
I was just thinking, this is what Lord says, I give remembrance, forgetfulness in this. Every day we recite, but... Okay. So here in the shloka is very nice, intense shloka. And purport is even more intense. And this word doomed is even more intense. So in this entire purport, we see Prabhupada is not at all talking anything about the enjoyment what people are having currently. In fact, throughout the Shastra, you know, we have seen, not at many places, very very few places they might talk, but most of the places they might not consider also that whatever people are enjoying in this material world is a sort of enjoyment. In fact, there are statements where the demigods consider, you know, when they see the people of this world enjoying something material, they consider these people as hogs eating stool. That is their vision, you know, when they see from the heavenly planets. And here we see that Srila Prabhupada is mentioning basically three aspects: karma kanda, jnana kanda, and upasana kanda. So the pious people, basically these are people in the mode of goodness or people in the mode of passion. Yes, they will get into these things. Karma kanda, jnana kanda, and upasana kanda, where they want something material, and going forward they want something which is permanent, need not be spiritual, completely spiritual. So they want to enjoy much better, they want to enjoy the material aspects or the material world or exploit the material nature in a much better way. This is what they want to do. But when they are frustrated with the temporary aspects of this material nature, they then come to a higher platform of understanding one's own self, understanding the Supreme, and, you know, speculating about the same. That is Jnana Kanda. And when it comes to Upasana Kanda, so not much difference, if I'm not wrong, between Karma Kanda and Jnana Kanda. Upasana Kanda is worshipping different demigods for receiving material benefits. So they're worshipping different demigods, doing different yajnas and different offerings, and doing nice business, you know, with the Lord. So at least in Mumbai, I've seen, I mean, Ganesh Chaturthi, and Modak is the time, and Modak is made, and it's made very nicely in Maharashtra. So they have this, that, you know, they take a vow, I'll offer you 21 Modaks, and this is the list that you have to give me. These are the benedictions that I want. So this is basically, we can say, worshipping different demigods for receiving material benefits. And here, Prabhupada makes one more statement which is very intense and bewildering also. Cultivation of knowledge to understand one's spiritual position is also, to a certain extent, a waste of time.
It's jnanis.
Yeah. So, if a person is spending time just to understand his own position and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, yes, just by speculation and not under the guidance of a spiritual authority, a spiritual master, Prabhupada says even that is a waste of time. And if we properly analyze, it's actually a waste of time because life is very short. It's almost like the person is learning some sports, say cricket. Now he wants to master that, and entire life he's learning, and the goal is, now he might have a goal to play in some World Cup or whatever, whichever matches are there. But till the end of his life, he's just practicing, and not understanding, you know, what I wanted to do actually, right? And even when, you know, this person is into practice of various things, like here we see practice of jnanis. So they speculate, and end up nowhere. very, very few people, very, very few jnanis might get that position of merging into Brahman, or and if they get a spiritual master who might be a person to come to bhakti, then yes, now he might progress on the path of bhakti, or else they'll be stuck at one platform. And life is very short to be a jnani, at least in this age of Kali and with so much of destruction. And then in the next few lines, Prabhupada is speaking about what is Prithu Maharaj saying. So Prithu Maharaj is saying, allurement of material benediction is another trap to entangle one in this material world. He therefore flankly tells Lord that Lord's offerings for benedictions in the form of material facilities are certainly cause for bewilderment. So suppose if Lord would have said that I am not going to give any material benedictions, and if Lord wouldn't have written those Vedic instructions, those flowery language of Vedas, you know, which Prabhupada puts it as, then you know, maybe people would be forced to do bhakti. But no, Krishna has given very nicely, do this particular activity, you'll get this. And Krishna also says in 7th chapter, 20th shloka onwards about demigod worship, there he clearly mentions that I am the one who gives that the faith for the people to worship demigods, and I am the one who gives benediction through the demigods. So he's analyzing all this, and Prithu Maharaj is saying, you are the culprit. You are doing all these things. You are bewildering people. But pure devotees cannot be bewildered. Not possible. Pure devotees are fixed at the lotus feet. They want the lotus feet of the Lord. They just want to meditate on the lotus feet of the Lord. Whenever, you know, I remember this, I always remember Sridhar Kolavichar Sridhar. He is that personality, you know, who had a nice fight with the Lord in Mahaprakash Leela. So, Mahaprakash Leela, Kolavichar Sridhar was called, and he's standing in front of the Lord. Now, Lord is asking him, see, entire life till now, I've just stolen from you, I've not given you anything. Now I want to give you something, ask me something. This beggar personality, Kolavichar Sridhar, he says, I have everything. This is very nice. He says, I have everything. Then, you know, maybe Lord felt, maybe he's hesitating to ask, no, let me give him more allurements, as it is mentioned here. Now see the difference between a pure devotee and a normal person. So now he's a beggar, and first thing the Lord offers him is, I'll give you a big house and all the luxuries possible. So here, Sridhar Kolavichar, he says, no, I don't need anything. Whatever is needed, I have. Now, for your information, what he had was a patched hut, and in that there were a lot of holes. So whenever it used to rain outside, you know, it used to rain inside also. So there was no difference. And it's also described the cloth that he used to wear, the dhoti kurta that he used to wear. So whenever there used to be a hole, because when it becomes old, you know, there are holes in the cloth. So he would tie a knot. And the description says that more than the cloth on the body, there were knots on the body. That was the situation. And he's saying, I have everything. In fact, when Nimai Pandit would come to bargain with Sridhar Kolavichar for the bananas. So one point of time, Nimai Pandit told him that, why are you wasting your time worshipping Krishna? What has he given you? See these Devi Upasakas, you know, what they are having. They have everything. They are enjoying so much. What have you got? So that time he makes a very beautiful statement. This is the understanding of pure devotee. He says, see a bird sitting on the tree and the king in the palace, they are same. A bird sitting on the tree has natural feathers to cover the body, whereas the king is wearing opulent clothes, but with time both of them are going to mix with oblivion, or they are going to die basically. They are going to vanish. So why to spend so much of time in all these things? So he is telling this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then the second allurement that Kolavichar Sridhar was given was this. So Lord said, okay, I will give you mukti. This is what everyone aspires for. I will give you liberation. He said, I don't want liberation also. Now Lord is getting more and more agitated in this talk, and all the devotees are watching. Then he said, then the Lord gives him next allurement. Then he says, I'll give you Ashtasiddhi. All eight siddhis I'll give you. So Kolavichar Sridhar is looking at the Lord and he's saying that, I don't want this. This will be disturbances in my life. And then Lord is getting so agitated and he's saying, ask me something, I want to give you something. And Kolavichar Sridhar is like, oh Lord, please be peaceful, I have got everything. And he's saying, I am peaceful, I am peaceful. So in this way we see, finally what he asked for, when the Lord insisted a lot And then finally, Lord, finally short of Brahmastra, saying, for my pleasure, ask me something. So at that time, Sridhar Kollavachari asked, that if you really want to give me, then give me the constant remembrance of that personality who would come to steal bananas. Every single day, arguing and demanding for 2 hours, and finally stealing away the bananas without giving anything. Give me the constant remembrance of that beautiful boy Nimai. So here, this is what is the status of pure devotees. They don't want anything. And also, for the pure devotees, Lord takes care. Lord takes care very nicely. So this shloka, which Koti Prabhu had quoted in one of the classes. So it's from 5th canto, 19th chapter, 27th shloka. So it says, Satyam Dishatya Arthitam Arthito Nrinam Naiva Arthito Yat Punar Arthito Yataha Swayam Vidatte Bhajatam Anichatam Ichchapidanam Nijapada Pallavam. So here, Lord is telling, Lord is telling that if someone comes to me with some motive, some desire, then he says, Satyam Dishatya, I'll give. What? Arthito Arthitam Rinam. So these people who come with some artha, with some mood of asking, I'll give them. But then he adds the next line. He says that Naiva Arthito Yat Punar Arthito Yataha. But if this artha or this desire what these people have will give rise to another desire, I'll not fulfill that. He's talking about devotees. And then he says in the next line, Swayam Vidhatte Bhajatam Anichatam. Anichatam. Even if they don't desire to have my lotus feet, Ichha Pidanam Nijapada Pallavam, I will give them my lotus feet for sure. So he takes care about devotees. If a devotee has a desire,
second desire he will not fulfill.
If that gives rise to another desire. So that particular desire which gives rise to another desire will not be fulfilled. So no desire will be fulfilled, basically that's what he's saying. So this is that very nice thing, when it comes to Lord also, if the devotee is really aspiring intensely to attain the Lord, but what to do? Material desires are there. We are stuck in this material world for so many lifetimes. So that sinful tendencies are there, those material tendencies are there. So we might ask the Lord, but Lord, like a very nice, caring parent, he makes sure that at that particular instance, how he can elevate us to the spiritual platform by which we can get closer to his lotus feet. And he's very clear about this, very clear. And it's more more intense thing that he does, that's given in Chaitanya Chaitamrita. Actually, this is quoted in one of the class, I couldn't memorize the shloka. Very nice shloka where it says that a sincere devotee who is not very intelligent may ask some material benefit from the Lord. But Lord being omniscient does not generally give material rewards, but on the contrary takes away whatever material facilities are being enjoyed by his devotee, so that ultimately the devotee will completely surrender unto him. So this is only for sincere devotee. Many times this devotee has asked me this question. Even at the base, one devotee asked, saying, Prabhu, it's very scary to do Krishna Bhakti. We hear Krishna takes away everything. But again, it's very clear, only to that sincere devotee who is aspiring to attain Krishna's lotus feet. And Krishna says, this is my special favor. He'll not give it to every Tom, Dick and Harry, who started chanting 1 or 2 rounds, or 16 rounds, following 4 later principles. Only to those devotees who are sincere and they want to attain Krishna's lotus feet. And they are desiring, but what to do? They are stuck because of the material surroundings and the material tendencies within. For those devotees, now the Lord is saying, if he is sincere, I'll not give him firstly whatever he desires, secondly whatever he has, I'll take it away. And now he has no option. Now he has to come to me and just surrender to me. That's what we see here. So in this way, this is what is the status of devotees, who are pure devotees, sincere devotees. And in fact, when it comes to this heavenly planets and elevation to heavenly planets or enjoying there, etc., etc., devotees don't desire at all. And you see again and again in this purport, Prabhupada is just mentioning about enjoying in heavenly planets or enjoying on the intellectual platform as jnanis. But he's not talking about the filthy enjoyment of this material world much, right? And also whatever enjoyment is there, that has to be gone through scriptures. That's what Prabhupada is mentioning. These three khandas he has mentioned. Karma Kanda, Jnana Kanda and Upasana Kanda. Right? But another very important aspect, you know, that we see is the less intelligent class of men attracted by the flowery language of Vedas engage in fruitive activities to become materially benefited. Thus they continue life after life in different bodily forms to search very, very hard. So now this is almost like, you know, we give this example in our Gita course. It's almost like a sugar cane, which is nicely, all the juice is removed nicely. And still the person is chewing from one end, he's not getting the rasa. Now he's feeling, oh, maybe I've pulled from front, or maybe from here, from there. He tries all his 32 teeth, but nothing happens. Nothing happens, because there's no rasa in that. But that hope after hope that I will get something by this enjoyment, because I got initially, and Lord is also very clever, he gives some initial rasa is there in all this material enjoyment also. I've got this initially, maybe I'm not trying it properly, let me try it hard and hard and hard, and full life the person keeps trying. And to such an extent, he remembers that at the time of death, that's what he gets in the next life, the form, with those intentions, and that's what he continues, lifetime after lifetime. Whereas we see, the same thing devotees do. Devotees also continue the same thing again and again and again. Yesterday I was talking to one devotee, so, you know, we were sharing that now because of this coronavirus, everything has come down. All the malls are shut, theaters are shut down. In fact, few of the grihastha devotees are sharing, even their clubhouses are shut down. So no parties and nothing. And few devotees were sharing, their marriages were fixed April 17th. Two marriages, both are cancelled. They postponed maybe, not cancelled, postponed.
Boys joined
So like this, if you see materially everything has come down, but then we were sharing, see spiritually nothing has come down. Our morning program goes on, chanting goes on, Bhagavatam class goes on. Yes. And then devotees sitting, yesterday I saw in the Facebook live, there are many devotees watching. No option, sitting at home, so I have to do something. So spiritually it will go on. And it is said that even if the person keeps doing lifetime after lifetime, even after attaining Krishna, he will never get bored. That shloka, first canto, first chapter, third verse. Nigama kalpa taror galitam phalam shukamukad amrita dravam samyutam pibata bhagavata rasamalayam aho muhur bhuvi bhuvi bhavukah. Aho muhur bhuvi rasika bhuvi bhavukah. So here it says, Nigama kalpataror galitam phalam. So this all Vedic literatures are like ataru, tree. Nigama kalpataror galitam phalam. But there is one very nice, beautiful fruit. I don't know where this devotees take from. There is no skin outside and no seed inside. But I couldn't find that anywhere. But it's described like that.
Is there the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mango tree?
In that it is there. But when it comes to description of Bhagavatam, I didn't find anywhere like that. And then, you know, they can, and then devotees say this is mango, very ripened mango, and there's no seed inside, there's no skin outside, and what is the description? Nigama kalpataror galitam phalam shukha mukhad. So now shukha, parrot has touched that. Now it has become more sweet. Amrita drava. So this drava basically means soft, which can be easily swallowed. No need to chew. Then it says, drava samyutam pibata bhagavatam. So this is not supposed to be chewed, this has to be drunk. And what is this we are talking about? Srimad Bhagavatam. And who are relishing this Srimad Bhagavatam? Pibata Bhagavatam rasama alayam. So here, alayam basically means people who are trying to attain Krishna, or people who have already attained Krishna. That's what Prabhupada mentions in that. Or people who are liberated or trying to attain liberation. So such people, and finally at the end, aho muhur rasika bhui bhavukaha, all the rasika devotees. So everyone is enjoying Srimad Bhagavatam, be it a person who is on the path of liberation, be it a person who has attained to some extent, finally who has attained Krishna, even that person, everyone is relishing Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is the difference between material and spiritual. Materially, even if the person keeps doing the same thing again and again and again, he might get frustrated after some time. And out of frustration, he might continue doing it more and more and more. Because he's trying to find something in that. But when it comes to Srimad Bhagavatam, initially maybe the person might not understand what these people are talking, which rasa they are talking about. But with time it is seen that as and when, you know, person keeps reading, keeps hearing Bhagavatam, yes, some taste will be developed by the mercy of the pure devotees. By their mercy, some taste can be developed. And when the person develops the taste, even after completing Some Prabhupada disciples are there who have read Bhagavatam many, many times, all 12 cantos. It's very difficult to digest, but yes, no, that's how it is. They have. In fact, it is described that when Prabhupada was translating Bhagavatam, when this was happening, so it would be like one book after another would come out. It's almost like part one. It's like a TV series going on. Part one is released, part two is released. I remember this TV series, some crap. I don't remember.
It's very good.
Everyone would be very crazy in the college. Oh, now this next part is going to be released and everyone will be, you know, we'll wait. You know, this is the time and everyone will be there to download that particular thing. Yes. It would be almost similar, and I could make out when I heard this, you know, about Prabhupada disciples. They would wait. Now freshly printed books will come. Srimad Bhagavatam will come. The first three cantos were already printed and they were distributed. But then the next few cantos, you know, those will come and, you know, devotees would wait. Devotees would wait. Sometimes transcripts were given, you know, to the devotees. You know, whatever Prabhupada would dictate, they would relish those things. And they would wait and they would relish. And the other devotees would not get, they would feel very sad. Now we are late, we have not got yet. So like this we see that all these devotees, you know, they relish so much by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Yes. And we are very fortunate. You know, Prabhupada makes it very clear. You know, whatever is needed, Prabhupada puts it so nicely. And also, even if a verse is bewildering, he'll make it so simple. So simple. And he'll present it so simply. Right. So in this way, you know, we see that Lord has given various things, you know, so that he accommodates anyone and everyone of this world. He is not interested to reject anyone. So he has given all this flowery language. Okay, at least you believe in Vedas first. Then we'll talk about pure devotion. And then when a person comes slowly and steadily to pure devotional service, then, you know, his mission, one after another, he starts executing. And finally, as Prabhupada says, when the right time came, Krishna took away everything from me. In his bhajan, he writes, Nan bhajan. And I had no option, you know, but to do those activities, whatever was told by spiritual master. Right? So when the right time comes, you know, Krishna does this. But this is a special favor. This not every devotee will get, for sure. This is a special favor only those few devotees will get who are very, very sincere and who want to attain Krishna. And the devotees are fearing, you know, that what will happen, you know, Krishna will take away everything. Guru Maharaj is telling in one of the class, don't worry, such devotees, nothing will happen. Whatever is there will remain with you and you will also remain in this material world forever. So with this I would like to stop. If any comments, any questions, we can take. Granth Sahib Srimad Bhagavatam ki Jagat Guru Shri Prabhupada ki.